Greetings, this is Father Michael, and a very warm Merry Christmas to you all. This particular week, we begin the first of a three-part series focusing on the Sundays that come after Christmas. Of course, in our own worship and liturgical year, Christmas is not just one day, but in fact a whole octave, a whole season, and perhaps we're most familiar with the 12 days of Christmas, in which we celebrate the great mystery of the incarnation of Christ, a coming to birth. And so this week we're looking at the relationship with Christ and the Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, and how they are for us not simply a kind of a cause for admiration, but really for imitation, how the faithfulness that they show to one another is in fact what makes them to be the Holy Family. Life not always perfect, but that call to faithfulness. And in our podcast today, we delve into some of the stories around the Christmas season and the readings that we'll be doing in the successive week, and then also prepare for the next coming Sundays. That would be the Epiphany, the greeting of the Christ child by the Magi, and then finally the baptism of our Lord, which will be in 2 weeks. And this particular podcast has two parts. Father Isaiah and I reflect on the biblical and scriptural nature, and then there's a little bonus, a little part two that we add based on a very dear painting that I love from a Caravaggio, which I think illumines well the kind of ordinary, normal aspect of the cares of the Holy Family, Mary and Joseph and the newborn babe, and yet does it in a very spiritually unique and delightful way. And so two parts today. And so I hope that indeed this Christmas season has been a time when you have been able to connect with family and friendship and know the warmth and the love of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so whether you're on the go or taking it slow, many, many blessings as you enjoy today's show. This is part two of Holy Family. This is bonus section.
Welcome back.
Father Zane and I were talking about Patreon subscribers. This is a little kind of behind the scenes on Holy Family. I was remarking to him after we recorded the podcast on the Holy Family that one of the most unusual and interesting paintings from one of my favorite artists, Caravaggio.
It's got to be Caravaggio.
It's not Caravaggio, yeah. Is on the theme of the Holy Family, specifically connected to the flight into Egypt. Mm-hmm. And we talked on the podcast about how the flight into Egypt was this kind of moment of crisis, which the Holy Family, you know, felt like maybe they were being pursued in refugees, certainly, and they were faithful despite this kind of pursuit. And Caravaggio takes the theme, not of them kind of going to Egypt as kind of the focusing on the flight and the hurriedness of it, but of the idea that on that journey, they, like most parents, are going to have to find a moment to get their child to go to bed, go to sleep, and get some rest. And so there are some very famous images and paintings of the flight into Egypt, Mary and Joseph traveling. There's a very famous painting of Jesus and the Holy Family taking rest in the kind of the arms of the Sphinx with the pyramids as they go down to Egypt. But the Caravaggio is this kind of scene that it doesn't have like Egyptian landscape. It's more like gardenscape. Right. So you imagine they're in this kind of garden and they're resting under this tree. And in the middle of the painting is Joseph's guardian angel, uh-huh. who has his back to the looker of the image, wings, and he's playing a viola, violin, and
so interesting.
And on the right hand side is Mary, who's totally fallen asleep.
She's out.
She's out like a light. So she's
and the
she's
child's missing. Out.
And baby Jesus is. They're both their heads are kind of nestled together. They're both just totally in terms of the posture of their bodies, they are just dead to the world. Yeah. They are just exhausted. Yeah. And on the left-hand side is Joseph, and he's sitting literally in all his gear, the packs of their belongings, such as they are, and they have a wine bottle and little remnants of a meal. And he has this look like he hasn't slept for days.
Exactly.
And he's looking up at the guardian angel, and in his hand, he's holding a musical score.
Yeah. And it's so, so unusual.
And I've never seen this image anywhere else. It's original with Caravaggio. And it's the idea behind it is like any parent who's ever taken a trip with youngsters in any way knows.
Gotta get this kid a nap.
Exactly. How are we going to get him to sleep? You know, how are we going to find a moment of rest? And so Joseph has enlisted his guardian angel to play a lullaby. so that mother and child can get some rest. And so he's kind of like a veritable music stand holding this musical lullaby, and his guardian angel has taken to the viola to play this sweet music that is catching just a few little winks of sleep before they have to enter into the next stage, the next chapter of their life.
And so, you know what Joseph is thinking? Once they go to sleep, then I can go to sleep.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's a very, you know, in terms of, we were talking about that theme of the Holy Family not being celebrated because they were holy or perfect or the cotton candy, but because they faced real life situations and met them with a sense of faithfulness. This image, I think, captures a moment in the life of any young couple who have a new baby. And, you know, when someone says, oh, here's, you know, we're baptizing and, you know, all this, I'll say, my first question is, how much sleep are you getting?
That's one of the first things I ask, too.
Exactly, because you just know that it's not easy. Your whole life changes, certainly when you have a child, but especially that sense in which just the rhythm of life.
Exactly.
And suddenly sleep is one of those priorities that perhaps when you don't have a child, you can take for granted.
Exactly.
And this image really illumines in a very pastoral way, in a very beautiful way, the great lengths into which Joseph calls upon his spiritual resource in order to find a moment of rest as they enter into Egypt for that place of safety.
So what's the name of that?
So the name of it is actually called The Rest on the Flight to Egypt, painted in the late 1500s, around 1590, and by Caravaggio. And you certainly can look it up online and to enjoy it. It was in the bulletin from this last week. So if you happen to grab a bulletin, try to feature it as being kind of that image of reflection. That family life for the Holy Family was real. It was messy. It was not always comfortable, and yet the faithfulness that Mary and Joseph show is worthy of our imitation.
Amen.
In terms of us being connected to them as well. Amen.
Amen.